And I was like, wow, it's really paradise to just be here and now. To be honest, at the end of the day, it's always about being in this inner peace and feeling this like a silent joy.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and we have a fun one today. We're going to be exploring the conversation of the field between myself and my wonderful guest. We're going to listen to what the field has to say to us and follow the breadcrumb trails, maybe go down some rabbit holes. Perhaps we'll be a little bit of Alice in Wonderland. We shall see, but it'll be delicious and fun, no doubt about that, with my wonderful guest, Esther Hiza, who I have known for many years, and we have somehow come back together in this glorious time. So I'm excited to be spending this time with her. And she is a soul-based resilience mentor, author, and speaker. She works with clients internationally trained in transpersonal psychotherapy, integral couples therapy, and mindful-based stress reduction. And, you know, really, she's doing this connecting the body and connecting mindfulness meditation practices and helping people really show up in relationship, first and foremost, for themselves and then with each other better and better. Esther, my love, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Alara. It's beautiful to see you, and welcome to all the people who are watching now. And let's see what wants to unfold here.
Yes. So I was feeling into all of this morning or right before we actually jumped on. The first thing I really saw, Esther, is you in a state of joy. And the field was really informing me that you are embodied in this joy and this love. And I mean, I just want to pause right there, because to be embodied in joy and in love is so much already outside of what we have been taught and what most humans are really functioning as. So as I bring those words into the field, I am honoring you in all of the tremendous work that you have done. You have clearly shown up for yourself. You've shown up for life, and you've cultivated the true frequency of joy and love within your body and within your field, because I see it. The next thing I was seeing was you dancing. First, you were dancing by yourself, and there was this wonderful movement, and there was this energy of co-creation happening. And then you were dancing with your partner, and that's where it got really juicy, because this dance all of a sudden became about unification, about you being your sovereign self and your individuated expression of divinity, as well as your partner being himself. And then where those two beautiful beings come together. And, you know, I always say, where that happens, God is revealed. Love is revealed. Mm. And so I was watching the two of you dance, and this give and take, this movement, this exploration, it was delicious. And it was both symbolic to actual dancing. It was very symbolic to lovemaking, and it was also speaking to the movement through life, right? That we dance through life. You know, life is non-linear. We're not just walking in a straight line. We're dancing. And, you know, we're going in a specific direction, so to speak. But really, we are just all over the floor. And that's what I saw the two of you in was, you know, this space of moving all over the floor, dipping, twirling, having so much fun. You were laughing. You were laughing. You were laughing, Esther.
Yeah, that's true.
And there was just so much delight. And so I'm going to pause there. There's some more, but I would like to just pause and breathe into this space. And what do you feel as I am saying these words?
Yeah, I feel expansion. I feel a bubbling energy inside of me. I feel this smile in my face, and I feel deeply grateful, especially when you talk, when I hear you talking about the relationship and the love and the dance that we have together, because that's really very precious for me in my life. Mm. And it brings a smile into my face. Mm. Mm. And also, when you're talking about the embodied joy, I think 1 or 2 hours before we have our call, I was just laying on my daybed in the garden next to the pool, listening to the water and the birds, looking up into a palm tree. And I was like, wow, it's really paradise to just be here and now. And for sure, there are visions that I'm having and thinking about some manifestations and stuff like that. But to be honest, at the end of the day, it's always about being in this inner peace and feeling this like a silent joy.
Silent joy. That's so delicious. It's like that ever-extended pause where what was silent also becomes very loud, right? In this beautiful way that silence can become when we silence our thoughts and silence the noise around us. All of a sudden, we hear the birds and we hear the wind rustling through the trees and we hear the dance of Mother Gaia with herself and with creation. It's such a splendid space to be in. And I really just enjoy and celebrate that you were there this morning, because that's truly what I saw in your field. The other thing that was really coming in for you was with regards to wealth. One of the things I really love about wealth is that it is a current, and it's a current of our creative life force energy. And so when we're really tapped into our aliveness, wealth is flowing through us. And what I was seeing, what was said, was that laughter is so important to you, Esther. And I mean, we can say that it's important for everybody, but it was really important for you. There's something that happens when you laugh. And as I say that, it's interesting because the field shows even more information. And this is so delicious for the audience, because if you're somebody who is drawn to laughter, I have no doubt this message is also for you. Higher Self was just showing me that when we laugh, right, our belly is moving, right? And we're massaging our nervous system, and we're actually like shifting energy in our body as we're laughing. So how delicious, right, that we can shift whatever needs to be let go of, whatever needs to be released from our body through laughter. But for you, Esther, that laughter, it is that joy, and it is this connection to like, it's like that playfulness, but there's something a little bit more there for you. So when your life is just really filled with this organic laughter, the message is that you're fingers really on that pulse of where that wealth is. So, you know, you can follow the laughter in your life. And the other thing was the movement, the dance. That is really important to you as well, both in the symbolic gesture of movement. So that could be walking, that could be yoga, that could be Tai Chi, right? Any type of movement of your body, that could be, of course, dance, as well as movement in life. Like you need to have some sort of movement in your life, whether that's in your business or, you know, your actual, like you're moving. There's lots of different ways that we can cultivate movement, but that movement is really important for you, for your wealth. So if you become too stagnant in something, the wealth won't flow to you as easily. And so making sure that you are at least moving your body and asking, okay, where does that movement really want to come in to your life so that you're always maintaining that movement? Now, the second part of that message, or the third part, I don't know what we're on right now.
I think the third.
Was about the partnership, because what I saw was you are here not just to help couples, but you are here, like I said before, to help them create that space where they are both in their sovereign self, which again, that alone is quite a feat for many, and you hold that vibration. So when somebody holds the vibration of what we seek, just their mere presence affects us, transmutes, yeah, activates us. So your presence and your joy, I just got so lit. Ah! Your presence to your sovereign self immediately activates your clients in, oh yes, I am a sovereign being, even though it may not be conscious for them. So you're activating them in their sovereign beingness, and you're also helping them come together in that dance, both metaphorically, very physically, and sexually.
Yeah, that's beautiful said, and there's a lot of resonance when I listen to you.
And the place that I'm feeling more availability is the sexual expression. And not that you're a sex coach, but that you understand that when two bodies come together, there's a dance there, right? There is a very special place of those energies coming together and merging where there needs to be really clear communication and vulnerability and presence to what is unfolding. Because to the audience, you know, when we're dancing, you have to be present to the movement of your partner. Like if you're not listening to their bodies and their energy, that's when we step on toes. That's when our body goes, a partner goes one way and we go the other, right? So we're not tuned into what's actually happening here. Whereas two dancers, when we see, oh my God, they move as one. And that was actually the message for you, Esther, moving as one. When they move as one, they are listening. They're communicating, they're not communicating with words, are they? There's no words when dancers are dancing together. They're communicating with their energy and with their bodies. And that is the art of sexual interaction with each other, that we are tuned in and listening to each other. So we don't even have to say anything. We understand what's wanted, where to go, what needs to happen, how the energy wants to shift, you know? And this is really the invitation for you right now, Esther. And I know you're kind of on that edge and you've been dabbling, and the field is really inviting you deeply into helping these couples to, you know, dance as one. And again, with what you're already holding, you absolutely can do this. I mean, you're already doing it, but the magnitude that is available to you and your clients is really beautiful. What has been your experience so far with your clients and this helping them dance as one?
Yeah, well, I mean, the dance, you know, there are different levels I do see. And one of the first levels sometimes when couples come to work with me is to stop being a re-traumatizing team, like triggering each other and re-traumatizing each other, but to learn how to become a healing team instead of a re-traumatizing team. So I think this is one of the first steps to learn to really, like you say, to on one hand feel myself and really be connected with myself, and then also learn how can I take the other person in? How can I really feel them, and how can I express my inner world in a way that is appropriate, that is landing with the other person, that is opening up and not like blaming or demanding or whatever in this direction. So I think this is a very important step for the dance to become more smooth and more connected. And yeah, and when you talk about sexuality, I mean, this is a really important area in a relationship, because often it's the area in the relationship that shows the symptoms if there are other moments of disconnection or not alignment. And on the other hand, it's such a beautiful way of being together and exchanging energy. And interestingly, when you have been talking about the laughter, I mean, in my current relationship, we are laughing so much together. I haven't experienced it before. And also even around, you know, it just reveals this joy of being in the moment, and it's just this shame-free zone. Even in sexual encounters, sometimes it's just funny things are happening, you know? And to allow for that and to go with the flow and to really allow to enjoy this moment of, for example, me as a female energy to really just flow, and to have him holding me in a riverbed somehow on an energetic level, and to be really able to feel safe, to be held, to feel his presence, and to really surrender and enjoy that. And I know from many clients that this is often a deeper longing, especially for the women often. And it needs skills. It needs something. We need to learn how we can build a container for this to unfold and to appear.
Yes. And the important thing about this type of conversation, and I'm always teaching this, because, you know, sex isn't just in the bed. Sex is life. Everything we do is sexual because we're creating, and creation is sexual. And sexual intimacy isn't just in the bedroom. Relationship isn't just between you and your partner. Relationship is everything. We are having relationship to ourselves. We are having relationship to the universe. And therefore, this type of work that you do, it doesn't just affect somebody's relationship with their partner. It affects their relationship with their money, with their boss, with their friends, with their family, with God, you know, because it's all relationship. Yeah. And when we are showing up in one relationship, you know, it's not to the T across the board that we're showing up in all relationships like that. But I find that there's a thread of energy that goes through all of the relationships. And so when we have support in this way, and especially when we take it into the bedroom, because boy, there's no hiding there. You know, there's awkwardness. You're naked, right? There's weird things that happen. There's moments that, like, stuff needs to be expressed and said. Like, it's really raw there. It's really in your face there. And it's such a powerful platform to learn about ourselves. Can I speak up when I need to? Do I feel safe? Do I feel safe in my body? How do I feel safe in my body? Can I listen when my partner speaks up and not take it personal? It's such a beautiful platform to really break apart a lot of these things that we can essentially hide from in other areas of our life. So have you been working with couples with regards to their sexual lives?
Yeah, sure. Because it's like I said, it's one of the core areas, because you can have intense and intimate conversations with other people. You can experience all kinds of stuff with friends, you know? And the sexual connection is really, I mean, there are also different ways of living relationships, but when I'm talking about like a deep monogamous relationship, or doesn't need to be monogamous, but if you have a real deep relationship with somebody where sexuality is involved, that's a very core essence and the core energy you are exchanging. So sure, that's an important part in my work also. Yeah.
Because I feel like that's really where the door is open for you even more. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious, as I say that, what comes to your awareness with that?
Well, one thing is that I want to, one of my next steps is to include running retreats in beautiful places. So not only to work with couples, like working on their healing and their evolution together, but also to offer really experiences where couples that might have lost their spark or their sexual spark in the day-to-day life, to really get out of their homes, of their known environment, and come to beautiful places in nature. I'm having the picture more of close to a beach and being together there for a week, being guided into more intimacy, and at the same time also having private space and enjoying it. Like, it's like a combination between a seminar, which is taking too much time of the day to feel like a holiday, but also not just a holiday without any guidance, but something in a very balanced, beautiful way. And I think there will be also some of those retreats, maybe especially addressing sexual energy and encounter.
Yeah, I mean, when you speak of that, reigniting the sexual spark is where the wealth is there. Mm-hmm. And even, I mean, it's really alive. It's really alive. So even when you said having a bit of a, you know, a vacation, but it's not all vacation, it was actually a little bit of a, like a diluting the core of what really wants to come through there, which is what you embody, this joy, this laughter, bringing that into the bedroom and experiencing that once again with your partner. That is alive. And that holds a lot of value as an opportunity for you in your wealth and the stream of wealth in your life, as well as for people coming into your space and experiencing you and your partner in that energy. And like, again, because you showing up with your partner is going to activate them. Like, even without a lot of, you know, instruction or, you know, like, it's going to...
It's a transmission.
Yeah, what you're creating is going to activate them. But again, the liveness was there in the sparking back up. Even at the beginning when you were saying to have retreats and in-person experiences, that all felt like beautiful energy. But the aliveness came in when you said to spark their sexual energy back again, to reignite that flame.
Yeah, beautiful.
And honestly, like, what a beautiful gift to give, right? Because it's so easy for people to get caught up in life.
Yeah.
And I think especially for partners who've been together for a while, and maybe partners who've gone through certain things like having children or things that have really consumed a lot of their time. Like yeah. children consume a lot of our time. And so then, you know, the recreation of that cultivation with them. Yeah, it feels so beautiful and really so much of what our society needs. And in your way, again, the way that I see for you is in this laughter and this joy and this, in the word that comes through is this naturalness.
Yeah.
Not this like, you know, we're going to, not to say you won't have exercises and all of that. I don't know what it'll look like for you, but there'll just be a naturalness that you create, you cultivate, and you activate in this field that it'll just naturally happen. So you guys will have things to do just to make it fun and engaging and have an experience. But the naturalness of who you are and what you've embodied with your partner is really the frequency that I feel is going to just transform people. It's really delicious, my love. I look forward to you creating those events. Do you have an idea about when the first one is going to come out?
I think maybe end of year.
Okay. Yay. All right. Let's bring some energy into the space for that to be created. Visualizing Esther creating her event at the end of the year and having all these beautiful couples come. And oh my God, when they leave, they're like, oh, you again. There you are, my love. I see you again. I'm so turned on by you. I can't get enough. You know that feeling, right? When we just can't get enough of our partners. Yes, we want that. We want that. We want that ignited. So we're calling that in right now for Esther. Yes. Ah, delicious, my love. So tell me, because people don't have to wait for your events. They can reach out to you now. They can soak up this beautiful embodiment that you already have. Tell me, how can people find you and reach out?
Yeah, they can find me on my website, which is just my name, estherheese.com. And you will put it in the chat, I think. And I'm also starting an IG account, but you know, I'm not the person that is a lot on social media. So let's see. But on IG, it's soul-based resilience. And the new project that I'm bringing alive now is called Soul to Soul. And there will be a website, but that's not online right now. And it's called Soul to Soul with the two, with the number two, soul to soul dot life. Because it's not just about a retreat or anything. It's about living soul-based love. And that's on my heart. It's more than just getting along in a beautiful way. It's really about our deepest soul flows that come together and to help each other to connect deeper with our soul and our divine spark.
Absolutely. I feel that for you, my love. This is absolutely your genius. You are embodied in it. And, you know, I want, again, the audience to be able to feel you, because somebody who's embodied in their genius, again, they are just emanating this divinity, this knowing of self, this essence, and it transforms the world. So invite the audience to feel your genius and to reach out to you, to the audience. Again, you know, you don't have to wait for her retreat. You can absolutely reach out to her now. And, you know, even if you're not in a relationship, but you want to be in one, right? Because that's important too. And the power of what happens when we come back to this relationship conversation. Oh, if I'm, you know, in my sovereign self and connected to my soul, then I will really draw somebody in that is of that ability to hold me and be with me in that power. So definitely reach out to this beautiful being. I adore her, and I hope you do as well. And until next time, my loves, I will see you then.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.